All right, I'm so excited to be here with the one and only Tim Hicks. And Tim, you are playing this afternoon on the Country Thunder main stage. Tell us how excited you are.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. We've never done this one before, so I'm super pumped to be a part of it, you know? And they bumped us to direct support, so we're on a little later, which is fun. So it'll be a little bit darker, people will be a little bit more into the party maybe, and we're looking forward to a great show.
For sure. So when you are getting your set list ready for something like a headliner concert or maybe a songwriter circle or versus a festival, what things do you take into consideration when you're making your set list for a festival like Country Thunder that is rowdy, loud, and fun?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting harder to especially when we're contained to a time, because, you know, if they say 75 minutes, you can't do 76. You know, it's very strict and you got to be pro. So, you know, we work these things out in rehearsal and then I kind of change them as we go. So we've developed a pretty good party set throughout the summer and I'm looking forward to doing that today. So, you know, tons of hits. All the ones that you would want to hear. Don't worry, stronger beer's in there. It's just near the end. It's near the end, folks.
Canada's second national anthem.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a bit about what your rehearsals look like for a festival show.
Well, we just don't.
Not there.
We don't. Typically what we do is I'll rehearse the band at the beginning of the summer. And that's it. You know, if we have new songs to add, we add them in soundcheck. And if they go well, we'll add them to the set. And if they don't go well, we'll add them to the soundcheck the next day. So that's kind of how we work it out.
Amazing. So what is your favorite cover song to sing? And what's your favorite original song to sing?
Ooh, okay. Let's start with original. So I get asked this one a lot. And I always say the same thing, which is whatever song we have added to the set most recently is the one I'm most looking forward to playing. So right now it's Tequila Gold, because it's kind of fun. It's got a little shuffle thing. We don't have anything with that feel in the set, so, and it's a fun one, like sort of tongue-in-cheek a la No Truck Song, you know, Stronger Beer, though, that kind of, it's like a real fun number. So that one. In terms of covers, I would say lately I'm on a huge Oasis kick, just because I just saw them play in Scotland.
Ooh,
yeah, it was amazing. It was incredible. So, you know, when I'm sitting around just playing acoustic guitar, I'm playing like Live Forever or, you know, Talk Tonight, one of those kinds of songs.
Amazing. So if you could play any festival in the world, I know Country Thunder is a big deal, but if you could play any festival in the world, where would you love to play one day?
Woodstock.
Nice.
That's actually a good one. I'd love to play Glastonbury one day. That would be incredible. And I'd love to go back to Lasso in Montreal. I really loved that festival. They were really cool over there, and the French fans in Quebec are just rabid. I just love going there and playing for them.
Oh, I bet. I've heard really good things about Lasso. It sounds like it's a great time. Yeah. So what else do you got planned for this summer? What else are you doing besides the festival and show circuit?
Yeah, so going on a tour of Germany. So that kicks off in the fall. I'm going to do 6 dates over there, a few shows in the UK. Looks like we're headed to South Africa next year. So I'm going to go down there and do some press in this fall. And then we've got like regular road shows. This is our last fly date for the summer, but we're, you know, van and trailer or tour bus for the rest of the summer in and around Ontario and Quebec.
You're turning into Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, you know, I never thought I'd ever get to go elsewhere and play the kind of music I do. So it really is a testament about how country music has, you know, taken over really in a lot of places that I never thought we'd get to go. And the kind of country, like we're doing, you know, a rock sort of new version of country music. And so, you know, it's just anytime I'm standing in a place like Australia or in Europe, I'm usually scratching my head going, how did we get here? This is pretty wicked.
That is so wicked. Well, congratulations on getting all those shows overseas. That is so exciting. Tim, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
I just can't wait to hit that stage tonight. We're on at 7 p.m. and bring a helmet.